Psalm 133, again, it's a song of degrees, that this one was written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, David. Amen. Just to review, Psalm 120 through 134, they are called pilgrim psalms, or songs of degrees. They were sung by those who journeyed to the temple for the annual festival. Amen. Each psalm was a step along the journey. And I would have you just to think that here are people that are going up to the temple for celebration of feast days, and they are singing praises to God. Amen. And when the Lord has brought you out of some stuff, amen, it ain't hard to sing praises. Amen. Amen. I know some of us have short memories, and we forget where we've come from. But if we start thinking about what the Lord has done for us, amen, we want to give him praise. Amen. And now the pilgrims are at the temple, and David extols the joy of harmonies. How good it is to dwell together in unity. Mm-hmm. By definition, glad is characterized by joy. Yes. Yes. Amen. It's difficult to have joy in your heart and pain on your face. Yes. Let me say that again. It's difficult. Now, you can do it, but you got to work at it. Amen. Because what's on the inside shows up on the outside. Amen, amen. You remember Nehemiah, who was the cupbearer to King Artaxerxes? Amen. He was serving him, and Nehemiah is standing before the king, and the king said, Nehemiah, what's wrong? He said, I can see that on your face. Amen. And some of you that come in, I can see it on your face. Amen. That there's a joy, or sometimes there's pain. Amen. But David says unity is as refreshing as the dew that falls from Mount Hermon. He says, for there. Now, for somebody who underwear questions, why do we come up with, I'm glad, and that's my subject, I'm glad for there. Amen, amen. For David said, for there, in unity, in a harmonious relationship, the Lord commands the blessing. Amen, amen. If you really want to know where the point of blessing is that when we come together collectively, with our minds stayed on him, amen, he will bless us. Amen. When we are fragmented in our thinking, fragmented in our worship, amen, amen. We've got a group here and a group there, amen, an agenda here and an agenda there, amen. It's difficult for the Lord to say, which one of y'all should the blessing flow on? But when we come together, amen, when we come together, amen, I'm glad for there. Amen, because I know the Lord is going to command a blessing. But unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, harmony does not always abound in the church as it should. People disagree and cause division over unimportant issues. Amen. Jesus said, we will gag on a gnat and swallow a camel. Y'all hearing me? Amen. Things that my grandmother used to say that don't mean a hill of beans. We will concern ourselves about it. And weightier matters of the law, like justice and mercy, they seem to get lost in the shuffle. Have I got a witness? Amen, amen, amen. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 25 that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that describes friendship. We are all in the church together. Amen, 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 amen. When we can enjoy coming to the house of the Lord, amen, as those pilgrims were when they got to the temple, amen, they came to praise the Lord. Amen. They didn't get ready to praise Him when they walked in the door. Amen. They started out with the intent to praise Him. Amen. Do you come in the house ready to praise Him? Amen. Are you ready when you come in the house to lift your hand? Are you ready to say amen? Amen. Too oft times we say, ain't that right? You don't have to say that's right. Amen. If you know it's right, you ought to say amen. Amen. Don't have to beg you to say it. If you know that's right. Amen. Amen. If I tell you God has been good to you. Amen. Nobody have to tell you. Now it's time to say amen. Amen. No, God has been good. And when you know God has been good. Amen. Those pilgrims who were coming, they were reflecting on having come out of Babylonian captivity. And they are thinking, what a great God we serve. Amen. You remember we said on the first week of this, they said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouths filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathens. In other words, the heathen looked at them and said, God sure has been good to them. And then the pilgrims looked at the heathen and said, you right? God has been good to us. I don't know about you, but I can tell you God has been good to Friendship. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can tell you what the Lord, and I can get personal and tell you what the Lord has done for me. Amen. Amen. Pick me up. Amen. On a sick bed. Folk call and say, how you doing? I'm doing well because God is good. Amen. God knows how to take care of those that are His. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 When we think about, there are those who delight in causing tensions by discrediting others. That is to say, they talk down folk. Amen. You know why folk talk down folk? To make them big. Amen. But you don't need to talk down folk. Amen. Let every person stand on his own or her merits. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Those who talk themselves up by talking others down. Amen. But that's not what Paul is talking about here in 1 Corinthians 12. He said that the members should have the same care one for another. Now, in the previous verses, he had talked about the members of the body, some that have greater honor than others. But when you come to the Lord's house, we are all in this together. And when we can honor somebody else, I know we like to be honored, but when we can honor somebody else, amen, amen, that's when you really know we are there. When you don't have to have all the honor, amen, nobody has to pat you on the back all the time, amen. Do you realize that there are those who, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, that there are those that like to be stroked. Now, for some of you, you don't know what that means. So let me explain to you what stroking means. Amen. That's when you walk by and say, oh, you did a good job today. Oh, that was so good. You really put it together. But let me tell you something. One frown of somebody's face will wipe out all them. But if you know in whom you have believed and you know you're working for the master, you don't need anybody to stroke you. For you know that when this journey is over, the master is going to say, well done, thy good and. Yeah, yeah. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Amen. Now, please know this. Living in harmony does not mean we will agree on everything. If everyone thinks just alike, someone is not thinking. Preach, Pastor. there will be many opinions, just as there are many notes in a musical chord. But when you put them together, amen, it becomes a melodic symphony when they are played out perfectly. Have I got a witness, Sister Johnny? Amen. You start playing them notes together. It gives you that where she puts it. Amen. But you see, the problem comes when there is what is called a sour note. Amen. It's a jangle. It's discord. But when you put the notes together the way they ought to be, amen, some black, some white, but when you put them together, amen. It's a melodic sound that causes you. And when she started playing that thing, I get all. Amen. That's what, when we understand where there is. Amen. But let me tell you something. We might not always agree on everything, but we can agree on our purpose in life. Amen. We are servants of the Most High God, and we'll work together for Him. Amen. We put aside our personal agendas because we're working for the Master, and we know that He's going to pay someday. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. We have, Paul says, been quickened together with Christ. Are y'all listening to me? We have been quickened together with Christ, raised up together, and we are sitting together. How many togethers are that? That's about three of them, isn't it? When we realize that we are all in this together. Amen. He has caused us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Dear ones, our outward expressions of unity will reflect our inward unity of purpose. Now, let me say that again, because somebody said, Mr. Our outward expression of unity will reflect our inward unity of purpose. Amen. When we understand the call that we have, amen, is the same one Jesus says in Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. When our concern, our focus is evangelistic, that we're reaching out for those that are lost. And I don't know whether you've noted or not, but we're living in perilous times. Amen. What's needed is not new legislation. What's needed is the Word of God. Amen. We know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Lives will be made better when we hear what God has to say. Amen. Folk don't need to be beat down. They need to be lifted up by the Word of God. Amen. When we understand that His Word elevates us, it puts us in a place where we can be used. And as God elevates us together, amen, our minds are focused on what He has called us to do. Amen. Nobody can stop us. We're unstoppable. Amen. When we understand that God has a purpose for each one of us, but we need to be glad for there. Amen. Because there is where the Lord commands the blessing. Amen. You want the church to keep moving? Get together. Amen. And then when you get together, amen, stay together. Amen. Part of our problem is we don't understand how to stay together. Oh, but I'm glad that there are some things that will cause us to get together. Can I go ahead and preach? Amen. When I think about things that would get us together, it has to be the Word of God. Somebody said, how do you know? Well, let me tell you about a preacher. The Bible said that had been put out into a field that was full of bones. They had been bleached white by the sun. And the Lord asked the preacher, can these bones live? And the Bible said, the preacher said, Lord, you know, I just want you to preach to all those dead bones. And when the preacher started preaching to the dead bones, The Bible said when he began to whoop, amen, the ankle bone, the foot bone started looking for the ankle bone. Talking about getting together. Amen. The ankle bone looked for the leg bone. The leg bone looked for the knee bone. I'm talking about getting together. The leg bone start looking for the hip bone. The hip bone look for the backbone. I'm talking about getting together. The backbone look for the neck bone. And the neck bone look for the head bone. The Bible said, and then that body stood upright, but yet it didn't have any breath. But the Lord blew the breath of life, and those bones live. Trying to get you to see, we need to know that these bones can live. Have I got a witness? When I understand that when we get together, hallelujah, harmony is important. Amen. Number one, because it makes the church a positive example to the world. And it helps to draw others to Christ. Oh, I feel like preaching here. Amen. One of the problems that we have, amen, is folk look at a fragmented church and they think that's the way the church ought to be. Let me tell you something. There ought to be one church, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. We're all in it together. And I got to tell you, when we start marching together, amen, God will lift us up collectively together. Now stop by to tell you, I can't go up if Adrian won't go up. I can't go up if my brother don't go up. I can't go up if the prophetess don't go up. I can't go up if the pastor don't go up. I want us to understand we go up collectively together. And the Bible said we are seated together in heavenly places. Can I go ahead and preach? Too often times we try to get a seat for ourselves. Have I got a witness? We heard the song, Save Me a Seat in the Kingdom. And we're worried about my seat. I don't care where I sit. Long as I'm in the kingdom, God will take care of us. Have I got a witness? When the world sees the church working together, when the world sees the church living out what it preaches, amen, there are those that are in the world who start looking for the church. That's called gravitating to the church. Amen. Too many of us, because of our lifestyle, cause the world to go the other way. If those folk are in the church, who needs the church? But when the world looks at a church that's going up in the Lord, the world sees a church that's being blessed by the Lord. When the world looks at the church, they see the body of Christ. Oh, yes. The church will keep on moving. Number two, harmony is important because it helps us cooperate as a body of believers as God meant us to be. And I got a footnote here. When folks see the church operating like the church, it gives them a foretaste of what heaven's going to be like. Somebody need to hear me today, because as we live down here, have I got a witness? Oh, I feel like preaching. When we can't get together here, how can we live together in heaven? I'm glad to tell you, when we are looking together, walking together, talking together, can I go ahead? Too often time we don't want to get together. I got my seat in my house on my pew. Don't come to my pew. Get up out of my seat. I stop by to tell you, even the pastor don't have a seat. Can I go ahead and preach? Whenever another preacher preach, he sits in the Lord's seat. Yay! Yay! It's all about the Lord. And when the Lord steps in, he makes everything all right. And the Bible said, for there, I'm talking about unity. Amen. The Lord
God commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody asked me the other day, you're 83 almost years old, and you can run. Have I got a witness? He gives you life. Have I got a witness? I'm able to move. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody's looking for a pastor that's walking, just can't make it. Oh, yes. But the God that I serve, he quickens us. He gives us life. Can I go ahead and preach? Harmony is important because it renews and revitalizes the ministry that God has given us. And more than that, it causes less tension that will sap our energy. Go ahead and preach. Too many of us, we're spending time on stuff that really don't matter. But when we come together and talk about Jesus, it's all about Jesus and him crucified. Can I go ahead? When I tell you it was a Friday, he put a cross on his shoulder, went up a hill called Golgotha. They nailed his hands, they riveted his feet, they stretched him wide, they dropped him low. He died, he died, yeah, but it didn't stay dead. Early, early, early Sunday morning, he got up, he got up, he got up. Can I go ahead and preach? Where there's unity, there is strength. Come here, unity. When I understand there's unity, have I got a witness? The anointing will start to flow. Go on ahead. Have I got a witness? All the way down to her feet. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But if unity is here, somebody else is here. But you're standing over here. When the anointing flows, you miss the anointing oil. But when you get together, you
let let the anointing flow. Yay! 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 Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm glad for that. Do you know where there is? Do you know where there is? When we get the church to come together, amen, the Lord will bless us at there. Amen. For the Lord commands the blessing when we come together. Amen. Now think about all the Lord has done for friendship. You know why? Because you're together. Amen. Amen. Is there 100%? No, but that's close enough. Amen. Amen. When I realize the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to be around like-minded folk. Oh, come on, talk to me. Amen. Can you think about, and I know where I live, it makes me mad. Amen. When folk put out old junk cars and all that kind of stuff, mess up the neighborhood. Amen. That's what folk do in Christianity. Amen. They put all junk kind of stuff in the way. Amen. You wondered how come there are so many folk on their way to hell and there are churches on every corner. It's because some folk getting some junk religion. If you get the word of God and it dwells in you richly, hallelujah.
Thank you.
You become like Ben Cartwright. Anybody know Ben Cartwright? Ben Cartwright always knew how to get folk together. Amen. Little Joe was mad at a man about his daughter, and Ben said, "Now don't worry. It's all right." Amen. That's what God does. God makes us get along with folk. Amen. That despitefully use you. How do you know? Because God said if they despitefully use you, pray for them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Right now. If you're here, you have not made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, would you come? How do we come? Just as we are. Glory, glory, glory.